This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates traded barbs with each other in a tense debate late Tuesday, attempting to make the case to voters in the state of Iowa that they alone have the political fortitude and skill to take on Republican President Donald Trump in the November election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone takes a look at some of the early moments of the debate.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And, of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it. Sanders, while Biden voted for it, and then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict. So there was that focus, national security. There were also clashes over health care. We've seen that before. How costly a health care reform package do you want? And also over some trade deals coming up with China and with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. It was the seventh debate, but the last before Democrats in the U.S. heartland cast their first votes in the party's months-long nomination process at nighttime caucuses less than 3 weeks from now on February 3rd. Iowa draws outsized national attention because it's the first in the once-in-every-4-years presidential sweepstakes. The U.S. House of Representatives will have that story coming up in just a moment. But first, for more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. And the U.S. House of Representatives, as I mentioned, plans to vote today, Wednesday, on the sending of the impeachment articles to the Senate. The AP's Sagar Magani has more on that story.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Australian city of Melbourne continued to be shrouded in hazardous smoke on Wednesday. A Slovenia tennis player was overcome by the conditions at the Australian Open on Tuesday.
I have no asthma or breathing problems. I never experienced something like this, like I had yesterday. I mean, it was really scary. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what to do. I had the feeling like I'm going to collapse on the court. And I was really scared, I have to say. And the whole match was tough for me to breathe, to get some fresh air, to get some air at all. So, yeah, was tough conditions, very.
Local media reported qualifying matches were delayed on Wednesday until the haze clears. City authorities said they hope an easing of the wildfire conditions will improve air quality toward the end of the week. The International Organization for Migration says most of the more than 1,000 migrants who fled escalating violence and deteriorating humanitarian conditions in Libya over the past 2 weeks have returned to the Libyan shores and been sent to abusive detention centers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration says heavy fighting in the Libyan capital Tripoli between government forces and those loyal to rebel leader Khalifa Haftar prompted the sudden exodus. IOM spokeswoman Safa Miseli says most of the migrants fleeing across the Mediterranean toward Italy are from West and Central Africa. She says 136 women and 85 children are among those intercepted at sea and returned to Libya.
The majority of those people departing or fleeing violence and abuse in Libya have been actually returned to the very city that is now witnessing some of the heaviest clashes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.